Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and a reminder, we have Durango Rocks coming up this Thursday. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. Come on up, celebrate the community, about the community. Susan Hackinson, how are you with Durango Adult Ed Center?
Education. I'm great. Yes, Durango Education Center. I'm great, Jack. It's great to be on the show, and congratulations on another Durango Rocks coming up. So I'm sure it'll be a success next week. It sounds very exciting.
Well, I would say you better wait to congratulate me till after, in case I walk out on stage, trip, fall over. But no, it'll be a lot of fun, and just always, I always feel so good about the community with everything that goes on with all of the wonderful businesses, individuals, and, you know, again, the nonprofits, including Durango Adult Education Center. You guys have a lot happening. This is what, 36 years?
Exactly. This is our 36th year serving Durango and the region. We're the only adult education center in the region to serve with live teachers in a regular school. And we've been doing it a long time. And it's a really great, exciting, fun place. We do have a lot going on. And I'd love to encourage people, if you don't have a GED, or if you don't know much about us, maybe you'll learn a little here today. But if you don't have a GED, and you've always thought that it's time to get back in and finish that high school equivalency so that you can go forward and get a certificate or go to college or get a better job, now's the time. Our registration starts on the 6th, and it'll run the next couple of weeks. And this is our last 8-week session of this school year, which is unbelievable to me that we could be finishing the 22-23 school year. And classes run about 8 to 9 weeks. And so we'll have a full array of GED classes. And we encourage people to come in. There's no time like the present to come in and finish your GED. And just get that piece done and behind you. It's a huge barrier for a lot of people in our region. And, you know, statistics show that someone who completes their GED will make an average of $9,000 more in a given year than somebody who hasn't. Mm-hmm. And they'll look for jobs way less long. It takes a long time to get a job if you don't have at least that high school diploma. And you can't get into trainings, and you can't go on to post-secondary education. So come in and get it done. And it's fun. And we have fabulous teachers. Jack was just pointing out that one of our fabulous teachers on his website, it was one of your kids' teachers.
Jill did a great job. Curious, are the GED classes in person, hybrid, or online? What's the makeup of the class?
They're all in person. We have really fabulous teaching staff here in the center. If somebody needs to do some work online, or if there's a time when they need to be away, we can accommodate that. We have some really nice programs for people to use, but they would also be working directly with a teacher, either mm-hmm. through Zoom or in person. We have tutors. We have lots of good resources for folks, but we do in-person classes, and we find that to be the most successful for people. And we also do in-person classes for English as a second language. Mm-hmm. And that's always a very vibrant part of our lives here at Durango Adult Education Center. Last year, we had students speaking 16 different languages here at Durango Adult Ed. Isn't that crazy? It's really fun. We have students from all over the world. Currently, we're embracing some new students from the Ukraine. And that's been pretty interesting to have students. You know, there's been many groups in Durango who have brought some family members and friends mm-hmm. and just strangers in need in from the Ukraine in this period of time. And we have several students here. But we have students from China, and we have students from Japan, and we have students from Nepal, and we have students from all over the world. So it's a fun and exciting place. And it's great for people to come in and pick up those literacy skills in English. Mm-hmm. And even if you're a native English speaker and your literacy skills are low, we're a great resource for you to come in and improve your reading and mm-hmm. work on that. But those are our two main programs, Jack. And they're, you know, it's exciting. We're working hard. We had, I think last year in the 2022 year, I think we had about 90 ESL students.
Oh, nice.
And about 150, 155 GED students last year. So it's a happening place. This year so far, we've had 15 graduates, and That's always fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because as you were talking about all the wonderful things that the Adult Ed Center offers, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I don't even know if I could pass the GED test right now because of all my, you know, when you're you've been
Just
removed
out of
from
that
it.
mindset.
And just to get back in, I'm almost thinking I probably should, you know, sit through some classes again, especially in the math. And be amazed probably what I have forgotten.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're tough. It's in people, you know, there's this kind of, I'll just get my GED kind of thought, and they're hard. It's not an easy thing to do. It's quite an accomplishment. They give you a full test. They're based on the high school standards in the United States and in Colorado, and they revamped those tests in 2014, and they're difficult tests, but people get through them, and they get through them well, with especially working with our teachers and our tutors. You know, that math and science and reading language arts and social studies are the four areas that they take those tests. And it is they're it's interestingly hard. But one of the things I'll invite people to, I'll do an early preview. Ta-da! We just are announcing we're going to do our run again this year, and we've called it the Fast and the Curious. And people can do the run. It's a 5 or a 10K. It's all on the river trail. It's pretty low key. But when they come in and their official time comes in, they can take seconds off their time by taking a quiz. And for every right answer, they get something off their time. But we take the questions from the GED test as well as the citizenship test, because that's something else we do. We help people with tutors for the citizenship test. And I would tell you that there's a whole lot of us who've lived here our whole lives that would be hard pressed to pass the citizenship test. And so it's fun to see the questions. It's fun to see the math questions and the citizenship questions on that quiz. After you run your race, you can sit down and take your quiz. So it's fun. It'll
How
be June.
fun.
We're shooting for, yeah, it's fun. June 24th is the day that we're planning. So for that race, and that should be a lot of fun. It's just a fun low key event, and it gives people a chance to see what we do.
And I'm curious, where will the Fast and the Curious, I'm going to call it fun race, be held?
We
Where's it
start
going to
at Schneider Park,
Oh.
right across the 9th Street Bridge. I can just see it from my office window here. So
Yeah.
just and we'll start from there. We'll start early, about 8 o'clock in the morning. And but you'll see more. We're just putting it together now, so we'll send
Yeah.
that out. We'd also like to invite people in. A couple other things. Remember that we have a Pearson VUE testing center here, and a lot of professionals come and take their licensure or certification tests here, from Cisco test to EMTs and graduate record test and all those kinds of things. So you don't have to drive all the way to Denver or Salt Lake or Albuquerque. We do have a testing center here for that reason, so people don't have to travel far. We can give the GED test as well here, so you don't have to take classes with us to use the testing center. And then we also do some community ed. So we're looking forward to teaching this spring. You can see our watch our for our website, DurangoAdultEd.org. We're going to have a basic computer class. We're going to have an advanced Excel class. We're going to have a couple Spanish classes, a basic one and an advanced one that's actually going to be a book club. People can read a book in Spanish, and they'll discuss it in Spanish. And so those should be a lot of fun this spring. And so we like to invite the community in. It's a vibrant, fun place, and it's we have a lot going on here at Durango Adult.
Well, and I'm looking, what is the Boost program, looking at your website? What is that all about?
Boost program is great. It's available to all of our current students and all of our past students. It's kind of like a career counselor at the high school, but a little bit beefier, right? So that the Boost coordinator can not only help look at scholarships, look at career planning. What would you like to do next? What might you really be good at that you've never thought about before? How can we help you write a resume? And then we look at some barriers. A lot of our students have some pretty big barriers to attending class. Maybe you need a bus pass or something. So the Boost coordinator is there to kind of help people get that next step, help them get past barriers to get their GED, and then help them along their way to launch them into what's next. So
Yeah. Well, and if you and it looks like if you also want to help, if anyone out there wants to help support and provide scholarships, you know, obviously the Adult Education Center is accepting donations and contributions.
Absolutely. And one thing I don't think a lot of people understand is that Durango Adult Education Center is 100% nonprofit. In the state of Colorado, there is no direct funding for adult education. When students either leave high school for whatever reason, you know, there's the reasons are very many, and or just need to finish up, there isn't any funding for that, especially if they're over 21. They can't go back to the regular K-12 schools. But, you know, very few people want to as they get a little bit older. And then for ESL and for all these things, these really necessary programs, there is no direct funding for us. So 100% of it is we write grants, we fundraise, people give us donations. There's a button on our website to donate. We really live by our community donations. And we really thank the United Way and the city of Durango and La Plata County. They've all been great partners for us over the years to help keep us funded. And we rely on that local funding to keep our doors open.
Yeah. Well, and obviously, you know, I would assume too, what I do with a lot of organizations, I'll have an automatic payment each month, you know, kind of spread that out where, you know, you can say, all right, I'm going to donate $600, but I'm going to do $50 a month or whatever is within your personal budget. And if I also, if somebody out there wants to be a legacy type contributor, obviously give you a call, Susan, and sit down with you or your foundation person, whatever, whoever you have on staff, but those are always accepted.
Absolutely. And they're not only accepted, but they're certainly celebrated. We really do rely on the generosity of our community. And we like to really, you know, these, what we do here at Durango Adult Ed changes people's lives. It really does. It sets them on a trajectory to be self-sufficient, to be able to earn a living wage, to be able to have that economic growth that they may be looking for. And it really does address that in a very profound way. And so I encourage people, if they're looking for someone, so a place to support, we take tutors. We love tutors. If you have expertise, if you have money to give, we, you know, any way that people can give to us, we really appreciate it. And we really indeed do change lives on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So well, I appreciate our community so much.
Yeah. Well, and I'm just thinking about the, you know, just the self-confidence and just, you know, for an individual to make, you know, whether it's, you know, English as a second language and all the different things to get to where you want to be. And just know that there is that support through the Durango Adult Education Center. And you know, and again, you can go to durangoadulted.org is the website. We only have about a minute left, so I want to make sure, is there anything else coming up that people need to know about? You got registration for GED, other classes, what else?
Well, the registration is the next couple of weeks. As I said, always check our website for these upcoming classes. We do have a center over in Cortez. So we run our program in Cortez. We also run the center at the La Plata County Jail. And that's a system, that's a program that makes a huge difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate when people want to get to know that program and what we do there. I think we had 36 students at the jail last year.
Wow.
It's a program of ours that we're very proud of, and it definitely makes a difference in people's worlds. But I would appreciate any support we have, and I love to invite people in. Come and see us for graduation. It'll be either May 31st or June 1st. One will be in Cortez, one in Durango, and I'll have that information out soon. It's really fun to come to graduation. It's
well,
really
and celebrate with those that have, you know, are changing their lives. And what a rewarding experience for all of your educators that, you know, work with the students. And again, I'm just thinking about, you know, I need to take the beginner Excel class to learn things. So I am going to check out some things that you have on your website, which again is at durangoadulted.org. And we're already out of time. So will you join me again sometime?
I'd love to, Jack. You just holler, and I love to sit down and talk about Durango Adult Ed with you. So anytime.
All right. Thank you, Susan. We have to send it back to the studios. Again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat, and have a great day.